We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Your guys, Cody and Derek, back for another one, guys. We already did my mock draft 2.0, and here we are. Time for Derek's mock draft 2.0. Derek, how are you feeling about your mock draft? Feel pretty good about it?
I feel great about this.
He was hooting and hollering when he was selected. He's like, this is falling my way. So
you're gonna love these.
Okay. Well, if I'm gonna love these, my bet's gonna be you're taking an edge guy. That's gonna be my bet for round number one, because you chose edge. So I gotta do it as well. Now it could be wrong. You select like any wide receiver. I could probably see you doing that as well. But we'll see. But before we get into this one, guys, I want to remind you that this episode is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com, use the code BTJ for a $100 deposit match. Be sure to go check out Prize Picks at prizepicks.com. All right, guys, let's get into Derek's mock draft 2.0. Again, reminder, no trade backs here. We will do that in our next mock draft. Derek, you are giddy. I will let you jump right into it, man. Take it away.
All right, well, I did a couple different mock drafts at first, trying to get a feel for how it was going down and whatnot. And I will admit to you first, it is not an edge rusher. Okay. As much as I would have liked for it to have been, it's not. But this guy has one team that I was looking for him to try to pass. And if he passed, then Indianapolis Colts are for sure a lock to land this guy. But with the first round pick for the Indianapolis Colts at pick 15, they are selecting Brock Bowers, tight end out of Georgia. This guy has been projected to the Indianapolis Colts for a long time, Cody. He's been a favorite. A lot of people projecting this guy to Indianapolis. If he is available at 15, I don't believe the Colts are going to pull any kind of crazy moves. They will get Brock Bowers at 15, adding another great weapon to this offense for Anthony Richardson, matching him up with Jelani Woods. And the weapons he's going to have with Anthony Richardson, he is going to make a mark. What do you think of the Colts getting Brock Bowers at 15?
I just never thought he was going to fall to 15, so I didn't even have the option to pick him in my first mock draft. But certainly, yeah, I mean, if he falls to 15, you take him, and you don't ask questions, you keep moving forward, because he would just be so dynamic. I mean, he's listed as a tight end, but Derek, he's really just a weapon. I mean, you could just classify him as that is his position, an offensive weapon for you, because this guy can do a little bit of everything. You know, he's not the biggest tight end in the world, but he is so productive and so dynamic, and it would just be such a great fit for Indianapolis. And again, you mentioned pairing him up with Jelani Woods and, you know, some of these other tight ends as well. And that's just something you haven't had. You know, you like your collection of tight ends, but you haven't had that number one guy emerge as of yet. And so Brock Bowers would clearly be that number one guy. And again, you know, it's all about the young quarterback, getting him more weapons. So absolutely love this first pick.
Love it, man. Love it. Well, we're going to go ahead and move to the second round. And Cody, I will admit, man, I tried to go a different route here. I was actually looking also at the wide receiver room here and was looking at one in particular, Xavier Worthy, almost fell to the Indianapolis Colts in the second round, almost, but ended up getting picked up by the Texans, go figure. Anyways, I have the Indianapolis Colts here, Cody, actually double dipping in the offensive weaponry, and it's actually a guy that you had brought up in your second mock draft, Xavier Leggett at pick 46, same guy as you at 46. I'm telling you, man, I agreed with you 100%. If he's there at 46 and a bunch of these wide receivers are falling off the board, you 100% need to get this guy. We talked about him in yours. He's the perfect combination of size, strength, speed, athleticism. He has everything that you could ask for in a wide receiver to look to be your number two in this system moving forward. So, I mean, you might as well just go ahead and give me your opinion again of Xavier Leggett, even though we just talked about it 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, well, first I got to say, man, all offense, no defense. Let's go. We're going to score 50, but we might get 50 scored on us, so we'll see. But no, when it comes to Xavier Leggett, yeah, we talked about it ad nauseum for my mock draft. But again, Derek, I'll say it again. You know, just the perfect set of skills to kind of match and complement this wide receiver room, right? Because you have your bigger wide receiver and Michael Pittman, your possession guy that, well, he's probably never going to have those, you know, games where he's, you know, going and catching 90-yard bombs or anything like that. He is such a consistent wide receiver. Glad to have him back for the next couple years. You know, Alec Pierce, a little bit bigger guy, 6'3 as well. But Derek, he's more of that one-trick pony down the field, vertical threat type of guy. Josh Downs, obviously your slot guy. And so that opens the door for a guy like Leggett who is that, who is that yards after the catch type of guy. He is that separator, which is something that's been a knock on Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce, and some of those guys in your wide receiver room. So kind of the perfect complement. You mentioned already the size, the speed, athleticism, all that stuff. They make perfect sense here for the Colts. Reggie Wayne, I think, is going to fall in love with this guy. If he hasn't already, he's just going to provide just a different type of receiver that you don't have on your roster right now. And then you really think, Derek, you got pretty much every single aspect of being a wide receiver covered in your four top four guys there. So definitely think that would be a perfect fit for Shane Steichen and this Colts offense, and just a massive help to Anthony Richardson.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yes, sir. So double dipping in weapons, boys, is what we're talking about here. This offense going nuclear this year. But we'll go ahead and head to the third round here. Cody, we're hopping off the weaponry here on offense here. We're going to the defensive side of things. Now, this is a player that, albeit is not mocked to this round, they're actually mocked to the fifth round. Now, I will say this, based off of what a lot of people have seen from this guy's combine results, from his measurables, from his pro day, all accounts lead to me thinking this is a guy that might actually move all the way up. It might actually even almost be a second rounder if you want to think about it. There are some teams I could see making that immediately jump to him, but I have the Indianapolis Colts taking Cam Hart, the cornerback out of Notre Dame. a big body corner at 6'3", 200 pounds. Cam Hart has not only the RAS score and the measurables, Cody, to match, he has a lot of production. There's a lot of times where he has gone up against some really good competition and has thrived in that level of environment. He's even played against Marvin Harrison Jr., did not allow Marvin Harrison Jr. to dominate the game. He has done a lot of great things, and a lot of people are thinking very highly of Cam Hart. Could Cam Hart come in right away and be a starter? I don't really know, Cody, but I do think this is a guy that if you give him an offseason and you put him in there with all the rest of those guys, he's got all the intangibles of every one of them to be able to make things work, and he definitely will round out the remainder of the cornerback room going forward. I really like what I see in Cam Hart. What do you think of getting a cornerback here in the third round?
I love the position, and I love the size that Cam Hart has. I mean, you saw him firsthand, Derek, playing against one of the best wide receiver in this class, arguably, right? You saw that. And so definitely if he's able to hold his own against some of those guys, like, you think he has a great chance to come in right away, compete for cornerback number two. You mentioned 6'3". I mean, that's unheard of for a corner. That's huge. That's massive for a outside corner. But, you know, just another athletic guy, like you mentioned, got the size, got the athleticism, all that stuff that you're looking for. So definitely I'm good with that. I'm good with adding a big physical corner out there and letting him compete with Jalen Jones and Dallas Flowers for cornerback number two. So I'm totally good with that, man. I'm totally good with just continuing to add competition into the room. So Cam Hart, definitely.
Love it. Well, let's move to the fourth round, pick 117. Staying on the defensive side once again, Cody. And actually going back to position that I think you had taken in the third round, and that is at safety, and I have the Colts selecting Jaden Hicks, safety out of Washington State, 6'1", 210 pounds, with an RAS score of an 8.95. So this guy also with a good RAS score, just a freakishly large human being, like they in his report, they say he had 76 tackles in his first season with one sack, one interception, and six passes defended. An instinctive player who finishes plays with physicality, which is what the Indianapolis Colts love in their safeties. He will definitely have his value rise with more confidence and comfort in man coverage, but he is a downhill player who is dangerous for offenses to forget about. I have the Colts here bringing in another safety. What do you think of Jaden Hicks in the fourth round?
Yeah, I mean, a very physical guy. So in this scenario, is Julian Blackmon not coming back, I guess, is my question there. Or are you thinking more of him more for free safety? Where do you envision him playing?
This is it could go either way, honestly. I think that they have the option to move Jaden Hicks in a lot of different spaces because not only just his physicality, but he has shown that he's capable of playing deep in the backfield as well. So I think that this could be an opportunity either way for the Indianapolis Colts to get a great safety here.
All right. Yeah, he's pretty athletic. About a 9 RAS score, just a hair under 9, 6'1", 211. So a little bit of a bigger safety. Yeah, so I'm good with that, man. I'm good with just continuing to add to that safety room. It's a big reason why I did it in round 3, just continuing to add competition. Even if you bring back a couple of safeties in free agency, like, I'm good with you just adding more, you know, to that room because you just need more. You have a lot of youth and inexperience. But just continue to add competition. I will never say no to that here in this draft. So definitely good with round 4 taking a safety here.
As we said, guys, today's episode is sponsored by Prize Picks. Now, what is Prize Picks? Prize Picks is the largest daily fantasy sports platform in North America. Instead of battling against thousands of other players across platforms, you're basically picking 2 to 6 player stat projections, and you're choosing more or less on those stat projections to be able to watch those winnings roll in. It's very easy. Do you guys want to play along at some of Prize Picks' favorite players like rapper Meek Mill and UFC fighter Sugar Sean O'Malley? Well, if you guys sign up today, you can find the community plays under the promos tab of the app. to view the entries of some of the biggest names on the platform and be a part of that as well. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 just like that with NBA, NHL, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Like a lot of other things, guys, they also offer injury insurance, so your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So if someone exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second, that player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry stays live. So it's great it bounced back for that one. What I love about the app as well, guys, is it's not just sports like NBA, NHL, football and tennis and all and baseball and all these other things, but there's also a lot of others that go into it as well. If you like to place entries on video game situations like Call of Duty, CS2, Apex, if that's something that appeals to you, there's a wide variety of sports and video games and everything else that you can place entries on. And I love how expansive it is. Even just looking at the NBA, there's entries you can make with turnovers, with points. You can do combo deals, dunks, field goals attempted, all these different things. So there's just so many different ways to make money off of these entries. Be sure to download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, download the app today and use code BTJ for a first deposit match up to $100. Again, it's sponsored by Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. All right. Well, move to the fifth round. And the Indianapolis Colts are now going to go back to the offensive side. And we're going to get some offensive line depth here, Cody. The Indianapolis Colts are going to be taking guard from Michigan, Zach Zinter. A lot of people know about Zach Zinter. He was almost, I want to say he was almost All-American at Michigan before he ended up, I don't remember if it was an ACL or if it was an Achilles. I cannot exactly remember. So Zach Zinter will most likely miss a good chunk of the beginning of his season. So that definitely puts him on the far back burner here. But Zach Zinter coming in, who is 6'5" and 310 pounds, was beloved by everyone at Michigan. I love Zach Zinter. I think he has a lot of great ability to play in both the center position and the guard position, and it'll just all depend upon when he gets healthy. But I think Zach Zinter in the fifth round would be a great future guard or interior depth piece for this offensive line that the Colts are looking for. What do you think of Zach Zinter in the fifth round?
Yeah.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events. The list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
He needs some more depth at guard and just in the interior in general. I mean, you did re-sign Danny Pinter, so I guess that's like it's not as big of a need. But again, you don't know how Danny Pinter is going to look off that injury either. So just continue to add more competition in there. Yeah, I'm totally good with that. I mean, you really didn't have a lot of quality depth last year at guard. And so just adding a guy that can play a little bit of both center and guard, I think that's very valuable. And again, I think it is wise to start considering, you know, life after Ryan Kelly. Again, who knows how long he could play, but the concussions are a real thing. And so you do wonder, how many more years does Ryan Kelly realistically have if the concussions continue? And so I think it is just wise to be precautionary and just get another guy in there that can play, you know, some center reps potentially, or if not, just play some guard reps and just continue to get another guy who can play if he is healthy in there. And again, a guy that you're maybe not going to be fully healthy to start, but you know, if you can feel like he can develop into a quality backup, potentially, who knows, a starter one day when he gets healthy, I'm good with that, man. I'm totally good with that. So definitely will never say no. Just like a couple of these other positions, you can never have enough depth on that offensive line as well. So I will take that.
All right. And now going to the sixth round, another Michigan product here, Cody. And we're going to go back to the wide receiver room. We're taking Cornelius Johnson, wide receiver out of Michigan, 6'2", 210 pounds, has an RAS score of a 9.42. So again, another tremendous athlete, has been lauded with size and speed threat. He was actually a four-star recruit in 2019, even ran a 4.58 40-yard dash coming out of high school. So has a lot of great things there. He hasn't produced at an elite level, Cody, but he's shown flashes of potential each season. This is a guy that, you know, also has been in a system where there's not been a lot of high-quality wide receivers that come out of Michigan. Let's be honest, mainly just due to the fact that their system and how they run it. But this guy has everything you could ask for to be a potentially good wide receiver going forward. And we said it before, he can never have too many weapons to try out. What do you think of Cornelius Johnson here in the sixth round?
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned just a guy with a lot of potential, but not a lot of production yet, right? And so that's a guy you don't need to necessarily come in day one and produce. You can kind of take your time with him. We've seen the Colts do this in the past with different wide receivers, you know, where they give him an opportunity here in the late rounds, be a practice squad type of guy, potentially earn your way onto the roster if you continue to develop. And so, yeah, I mean, just bring another athletic guy to Reggie Wayne, let him work with him. And, you know, Reggie Wayne, we see what he's done with the different wide receivers already in his first couple of years. So I'm like, just give Reggie all the guys he needs, you know, like just continue to give him more wide receivers, get him the potential, and a guy here for the Colts that I love in Cornelius Johnson. So yeah, athletic, big, strong, just got to go produce and got to develop some of his other things. You know, it's got to take that from the potential to actually production on the field. So, but yeah, like you said, you can never have enough weapons.
All right. And the last bit here, the Indianapolis Colts will be taking tackle depth here in the seventh round, taking Frank Crum out of Wyoming. Tackle depth, as I mentioned, 6'8", 315 pounds, Cody, but has an RAS score of a 9.84. So again, following the trend that we saw last year, right, where the Indianapolis Colts take the extremely athletic tackles who are big and are just able to really run the kind of system that the Indianapolis Colts are trying to run, which is a lot more spaced out. So I have Frank Crum here from Wyoming. He's got the size. He's got the athleticism, obviously. What do you think of the last pick there?
Yeah. Yeah, huge guy, massive human being. I mean, gosh, the Colts are, I think the Colts might have like the biggest, if they do this, they might have the biggest offensive and defensive line in the NFL at this point. I mean, gosh, they've got some, we got Raekwon Davis on the defensive side. If you add another guy here that's that massive, yeah, I mean, just continue to just wear down teams, man. So, yeah, I mean, we, when it comes to tackle, especially backup tackle, I mean, we saw Braden Smith dealing with the injuries last year. You know, Blake Freeland, not really that great last year for him in relief. So, I mean, just continue to push Blake Freeland for that backup tackle job. I'm good with that. I mean, you did draft the guy last year here later on in the draft as well, obviously, Derek, but nothing really worked out. Jake Witt got injured, so you didn't really, like, see a whole lot of him. So, you know, let Jake Witt have some competition too. So I'm good with that, man. Just you could never have enough quality offensive lineman, again, to what we said there, especially tackle, which we know is so difficult sometimes to figure out, to have any quality third tackle. We know how hard that is. And especially if, you know, one of your tackles goes down, you could be in a world of trouble. So I'm good with that. I'm totally good with that. You talked about, you know, just the idea of, you know, having kind of that, you know, just the athletic guy there at tackle. I'm totally good with the size, athleticism, you know, just continue to let Tony Sperano Jr. develop this group. I mean, we saw what he did with the offensive line last year. So I'm like, let's go. Just continue to get depth in there. So yep, definitely love that.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for my mock draft 2.0, guys. I'll just run it back through again. Brock Bowers at 15, Xavier Leggett at 46, Cam Hart at 82, Jaden Hicks at 117, Zach Zinter at 151, Cornelius Johnson at 191, and Frank Crum at 234. Let me know your guys' thoughts on this. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as always, go Colts.